Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Thursday, July 3, 2025.
Cyber attack on Brazil's central bank. In a shocking turn of events, Brazil's central bank has reported a bold cyber assault on CNM Software, a tech company. This attack has forced the bank to halt access for financial organizations to its networks. While details about the incident remain unclear, it raises serious concerns about the safety of our financial data. As cyber threats continue to evolve, the need for strong security measures is more critical than ever. The central bank's swift action underscores the importance of protecting our financial systems. What does this mean for the future of cybersecurity in Brazil? Stay tuned for updates on this developing story.
Trump's tax cut bill faces House showdown ahead of July 4th deadline. The political showdown over President Donald Trump's tax cut and spending bill is heating up in the House of Representatives as Republicans face a July 4th deadline. The Senate has narrowly passed the legislation, which could add $3.3 trillion to the government debt, raising worries about cuts to Medicaid. House Speaker Mike Johnson is urging swift action to pass the bill, which extends Trump's 2017 tax breaks and increases military funding. However, hardline Republicans are resisting, claiming it doesn't cut spending enough and raises the debt ceiling by $5 trillion. Meanwhile, Democrats are united against the bill, arguing it benefits the wealthy while hurting low-income Americans. A formal vote in the House is set for 9 a.m. Eastern Time, but organizational issues could complicate the timeline. The outcome could significantly impact the economy and upcoming elections.
Germany accuses Russia of disinformation campaign. Germany's foreign ministry has accused Russia of using the online media outlet Red to create unrest within German society as part of a larger disinformation campaign tied to the war in Ukraine. A spokesperson noted that Red, which claims to promote independent journalism, has strong connections to the Russian state media outlet RT. Turkish media company AFA Media runs Red, and both it and its founder Hüseyin Doğru are facing EU penalties for allegedly undermining Germany's democratic systems. Following these sanctions, Red announced its shutdown on May 16. This situation underscores the ongoing struggle over media influence and raises the question, how far will disinformation go in shaping public opinion?
Surge in emerging market debt sales. In the first half of 2025, debt sales from developing countries skyrocketed to over $190 billion, despite global challenges like tariffs and political conflicts. Investors are on the hunt for higher returns and diversifying their portfolios by purchasing bonds, even amid ongoing turmoil. The Middle East, particularly Saudi Arabia, has taken the lead, raising $106 billion this year alone. Analysts are seeing a significant shift towards financing that doesn't rely on the U.S. dollar, with countries exploring alternatives like euros and Swiss francs. This trend reflects a growing interest in emerging market assets, even in uncertain times. What does this mean for the future of global finance? As the landscape evolves, investors are adapting to seize new opportunities.
Japan's trade negotiations with the U.S. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba is highlighting the need to protect national interests as trade talks with the United States face serious challenges. With President Donald Trump threatening higher tariffs, Ishiba is advocating for Japan's position as the largest investor in the U.S. He is committed to reducing the trade deficit while safeguarding domestic industries. As negotiations continue without a resolution after nearly 3 months, Japan is seeking waivers for its automakers from tariffs that could jeopardize manufacturing. This ongoing stalemate poses risks for Ishiba's ruling coalition as they approach important upper house elections. The outcome of these talks could have significant effects on both nations and their economies. What does this mean for consumers? Stay tuned for updates on this evolving situation.
SBI flags Reliance Communications loan account for fraud. The State Bank of India has flagged Reliance Communications loan account as fraudulent, citing a shocking diversion of funds dating back to 2016. This revelation came from a securities filing that included a detailed letter from SBI, following a similar action by Canara Bank last year, which was halted by the Bombay High Court. This raises serious concerns. Reliance Communications, part of Anil Ambani's group, is facing a staggering debt of over 400 billion rupees, or about $4.71 billion, as of March 2025. SBI plans to report Ambani to the Reserve Bank of India due to inadequate responses to the fraud allegations. Once labeled fraudulent, the account will be handed over to enforcement agencies, and the company will be barred from securing further financing for 5 years. In light of these developments, Reliance Communications is seeking legal counsel. What does this mean for the future of the company?
Sisi and Zelensky discuss Russia-Ukraine conflict. Egyptian President Sisi and Ukrainian President Zelensky recently held a phone call to address the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict. Sisi emphasized the need for peaceful solutions and dialogue to resolve the crisis, reaffirming Egypt's commitment to a peaceful settlement. They also talked about the importance of maintaining the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Iran and resuming negotiations. Additionally, they explored ways to collaborate in economic and trade areas. This conversation underscores the vital role of international cooperation in addressing global challenges.
Google's new changes to search results. Google is rolling out changes to its search results to address criticism from rivals and avoid a potential antitrust fine from the European Union. This comes after accusations that the company has favored its own services over competitors. A workshop with rivals and the European Commission is set for July 7th to 8th in Brussels to discuss these new ideas. One feature will connect users to specialized search engines and include a section for suppliers like hotels and airlines. Google is concerned about the effects of the EU's Digital Markets Act, which aims to set rules for big tech firms. These adjustments highlight Google's efforts to navigate the complex world of competition and regulation. What does this mean for how we search online in the future?
Microsoft's workforce shakeup amid AI investments. Microsoft is making headlines by laying off nearly 4% of its workforce, which translates to about 9,120 employees. This move is part of a broader strategy to cut costs while investing heavily in artificial intelligence. Just a few months ago, the company announced layoffs affecting around 6,000 workers. To boost efficiency, Microsoft is simplifying its management structure and enhancing its products. Meanwhile, the King division, known for Candy Crush, will also cut 10% of its staff, totaling around 200 jobs. These layoffs reflect a significant trend in the tech industry, where companies are balancing the push for AI advancements with effective workforce management. As the tech landscape shifts, how will these changes impact jobs in the industry?
Trump's new tariff on Vietnamese exports. President Donald Trump has announced a bold 20% tariff on various Vietnamese exports, aiming to cool off trade tensions with Vietnam, the U.S.'s 10th largest trading partner. Additionally, goods transiting through Vietnam from other countries will face a steep 40% charge. Trump pointed out that Vietnam can import U.S. products at a 0% tariff, opening doors for potential trade growth. This announcement follows earlier proposed tariffs, with implementation set for July 9th. As the U.S. remains Vietnam's largest export market, their growing relationship could serve as a counterbalance to China's influence in the region. The impact of these tariffs will be closely monitored as both nations navigate this evolving trade landscape.
U.S. judge blocks Trump's asylum ban. A U.S. federal judge has put a stop to President Donald Trump's asylum ban, ruling that the administration went beyond its powers. In a detailed opinion, Judge Randolph D. Moss stated that Trump's January announcement, which called increased border crossings an invasion, violated immigration laws and the Constitution. This ruling emphasized that the ban would have denied crucial help to individuals seeking asylum, contradicting protections in the Immigration and Nationality Act. Judge Moss rejected the administration's claim of using emergency powers, stating they don't allow for eliminating asylum altogether. While this decision applies nationwide, enforcement is paused for 14 days to give the Justice Department time to consider an appeal. This ruling highlights the ongoing legal battles over immigration policy and the balance of power in the U.S. government.
Ripple's bold move for a national bank charter. Ripple is making waves by applying for a national bank charter in the U.S., a move announced by CEO Brad Garlinghouse. This follows a similar application from Circle and aims to create clear rules for regulation while boosting integration with the traditional financial system. If approved, this charter would allow Ripple to process payments more efficiently and gain credibility after facing years of challenges. The Office of the Comptroller of the Currency has confirmed it received Ripple's application, which is now pending approval. Additionally, Ripple is seeking a Fed Master account to access the Federal Reserve's payment infrastructure. Their stablecoin, Rust, launched last year, currently has a market value of around $470 million. With the Senate's recent passage of the Genius Act, the push for stablecoin regulation is gaining momentum, potentially paving the way for broader adoption in the U.S.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.